Hello, I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. In our profession, we spend a lot of time focused on success, but what about satisfaction? That's what we're going to explore today, how we can move away from that feeling of constant reactive chaos and toward a structured, lean mindset. The goal here is simple, to preserve our most valuable asset, our mental energy. I'm willing to bet this sounds familiar. So many of us get to the end of a long, packed day, and we feel, well, just drained. It's this strange paradox where the amount of effort we put in just doesn't line up with the feeling of real accomplishment. This is a huge challenge in our field, and it's the core problem we're going to tackle. So, this really leads us to a crucial question. What is it that truly drives our professional fulfillment? You know, if we want to build sustainable careers, we have to look past the usual metrics of success and really dig into the true sources of motivation. Let's break this down a bit. On one side, you've got external status. This is the competitive buzz you feel at conferences, the drive for industry recognition, that need to keep up. And look, that can be a powerful motivator, but it's often short-lived. But then on the other side, you have internal fulfillment. This is that deep, lasting satisfaction you get from a patient's heartfelt thank you, or the incredible energy that comes from leading a happy, cohesive team. That's the stuff that really sustains us. You know, it's pretty much impossible to find that internal fulfillment if you're spending 8, 10, or 12 hours a day just putting out fires. So to fix the problem, we first have to get the diagnosis right. And the real cause of our daily stress might not be what you think it is. I want you to just pause for a second and really think about your own practice. When you feel completely overwhelmed, staffing issues, insurance calls, patient demands all piling up, what do you blame it on? What's the real culprit? For most of us, the immediate answer is the workload. We think we're just too busy, there are too many patients, there's not enough time in the day. And while the workload is definitely a factor, it's not the fundamental problem. And here it is. This is the crucial point. The real source of that daily chaos, the thing that robs us of our professional satisfaction, is a lack of effective systems. It's a systemic problem, not an effort problem. You see, burnout isn't a symptom of working too hard. It's a symptom of working without the right structures in place to support you. Okay, so let's get practical. Let's talk about our first tool. This is a simple, but honestly a game-changing system designed to immediately cut down on that mental clutter and decision fatigue that just drains us all day long. The rule couldn't be simpler. When any new task comes across your desk, an email, a request from a team member, you ask one question. Can this be done in less than 2 minutes? If the answer is yes, you do it right then and there. Don't put it on a list. Don't think about it later. Just get it done. If it takes longer, you have two choices. Schedule it for a specific time or delegate it. That's it. This simple triage process stops things from piling up in your head, and it frees up an incredible amount of mental energy. Now, let's talk about our next big system, standardization. And I know what some of you might be thinking. You hear that word and you think cookbook orthodontics, something that stifles our clinical judgment. I'm here to argue the exact opposite. When it's done right, standardization isn't a limitation. It's the very foundation that gives us freedom, consistency, and predictable excellence. I absolutely love this concept. We call these standardized protocols safety anchors. Think about what an anchor does. It provides stability and a reliable point of reference. That's what these protocols do for our treatments. Instead of reinventing the wheel for every single patient, these anchors give us a predictable, reliable path forward, and that saves a massive amount of mental energy. So here's a very tangible example. Let's say we have a predetermined arch wire sequence for the leveling, guidance, and finishing phases of treatment. By having this standard, we create a clear, repeatable process. We're no longer solving 50 different complex math problems every single afternoon. We can track progress more easily, we can celebrate milestones with the team, and most importantly, we ensure consistent, high-quality results for our patients. So when we start to put these systems into place, the two-minute rule, these safety anchors, and other lean principles, we're not just making small tweaks. We're actually building toward an ultimate vision for our practice. It's a vision of structured calm and real purpose. And this is that vision, the Swiss watch practice. It's a powerful image, isn't it? Every single piece, every team member knows their role and executes it with precision. The result is an environment that's free from that frantic, chaotic energy that leads to so much frustration and ultimately burnout. And at the end of the day, this is why it all matters so much. This isn't just about efficiency or business metrics. It's about our well-being. The real return on our investment in building these systems is the ability to walk out of the office on time with a clear head, ready to be fully present with your family, your friends, and your life. That, right there, is the true meaning of professional satisfaction. So, I'll leave you with a question to think about. As you reflect on your own practice, what's the first small system you can put in place tomorrow? Maybe it's the 2-minute rule for your inbox. Maybe it's standardizing one single clinical procedure. The journey to building your own Swiss watch practice, it always begins with that first simple step,